I want you to think back to how old you were when you went to your first haunted house. Any guesses?
Probably wasn't brave enough or allowed to go until, I would say, ninth grade, probably.
Really?
I think I was probably younger, but I don't know if
I was in middle school.
We had like a haunted house at church.
Oh, well, that's, Jesus. I mean.
But I was scared.
Christ compels you.
Did they put weird faces on the veggie tails? And that's what freaked everybody out. Look at his cucumber staring at me.
It was dark and they had like the cold spaghetti and I totally fell for it. They're like, this is a bowl of eyeballs. I'm like, oh my God, it's really eyeballs.
Eyeballs and spaghetti?
Yeah, I don't know. I didn't know what. Have you ever felt a bowl of eyeballs?
They do. They peel grapes.
No voices of
I would. Yeah. I would go more grapes than spaghetti. Yeah. But I mean, maybe
it was
that's
brains.
Just me.
I don't remember. I couldn't eat spaghetti for a week after
I'll tell you what. Nobody handles a haunted house better than this 5-year-old that Brando ran into.
Cause I think my grandma keeps telling me at monsters, artists, actors, and animatronics. And monsters are not real. Not even ghosts. I'm not even afraid of the dark anymore.
What sound are you going to make to scare the monsters? All right, that's pretty good. I'm kind of scared.
I love her.
She was awesome.
I just like that she logically figured out there's no reason to be scared.
Right, it's all electronics. They're actors and electronics.
And her grandmother told her that not to be scared. Now, I kind of wish that you caught up with her after she went to the darkness.
Oh, I'm sure she was just fine. She was getting taken selfies with like all the zombies and things running around. She was like, I'm down with this.
That's incredible.